Voters in North Dakota go to the polls next week to decide on a controversial amendment to the state's constitution that supporters say will guarantee religious freedom. Opponents say there's no need for such an amendment and warn it would have unintended consequences. Dave Thompson of Prairie Public Radio has more.
Measure 3 is worded this way: government not to burden exercise of religious liberty. Supporters call it the Religious Liberty Restoration Amendment and say it's needed because of a 22-year-old U.S. Supreme Court decision they believe has put limits on religious freedom.
What this amendment is attempting to do is to restore that level of protection to what it was pre-1990.
Tom Fryer heads the North Dakota Family Alliance, which led the effort to put the measure on the ballot. He says making it part of the Constitution would give it permanence and help prevent attacks on religious freedom.
And so the analogy would be, of course, that we live in Fargo and most recently in Bismarck, and in Minot you've had floods, and you'd want to prepare for that. You don't know exactly when and how things are going to happen, but you want to make preparation. This measure would really put in place the protection for North Dakota that would make sure that people are protected and religious organizations are protected when and if they do need that protection.
But the measure's opponents worry about unintended consequences. They say it could allow parents who abuse children to hide behind the curtain of religious liberty. Tim Hathaway is executive director of Prevent Child Abuse North Dakota.
We are urging a no vote on Measure 3 because it will seriously undercut protection for children in our state by opening the door for people to claim religious freedom as a justification for maltreatment.
Renee Strami of the North Dakota Women's Network agrees and says if it passes, it could also lead to discrimination.
An employer could use religious beliefs to fire a pregnant woman because she is unmarried. And so let's think that through. We now have a single mother, unemployed, struggling to make ends meet to care for the welfare of her family, and her employer would have a protected defense for his action, and a judge would have to determine otherwise.
But Measure 3 supporters, like Christopher Dodson, who heads the North Dakota Catholic Conference, say those claims are unfounded.
The measure itself says that it doesn't affect those acts which the state has a compelling interest in preventing. And it's somewhat irresponsible to even imply that the state doesn't have an interest in protecting children, women, and vulnerable persons.
North Dakota's Legislative Council, which is the research arm of the legislature, agrees with that assessment. Still, opponents argue the measure is both unnecessary and potentially dangerous, and could raise new ways for people to define their own extreme religious views. Gladys Cairns is the former administrator of North Dakota Child Protective Services. She worries that criminals will hide behind a religious cloak.
If I were a defense attorney, I'd be making sure that my client would be doing that.
Recent polls point to a close vote, and both sides are running numerous radio and television spots between now and the June 12th election. For NPR News, I'm Dave Thompson in Bismarck, North Dakota.